the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 44. Hello, I'm John Fiedler, Athletic Scholarship Coach and founder and CEO of RecruitMe at RecruitMe.com. Here we are, and it is officially summer. Yeah, well, Memorial Day is the kickoff into summer. We got all the way till Labor Day, and summer is here. Most of you, if you're a student athlete, you are just an athlete right now because you're out of school, and that's happening all across the country. Well, in this episode, gonna dig into something here that, as I said in my intro, the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship, and it might surprise you, but it's something that has been on my heart for a few weeks right now to address. And as you know, last week I didn't publish an episode. I was preparing for this one. In fact, it's going to be at least two parts. It might be in three parts because I want to really dig into it. So get ready. You might want to take notes, or as I do when I listen to something that I find a gem when I'm listening to a podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So in a lot of places that I'm listening, I can't take notes, so I send myself an email with the key points. You might want to do that as well. I'll be heading out of the country here on Saturday, but the podcast series will continue because I'm going to record two or three episodes here. I'm going to do the whole series on the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. So I'll head out of the country, yet you'll still be able to listen, schedule the release of these podcast episodes every Tuesday. In fact, this last Tuesday, that was the first time in a long time that I didn't release one. And it was graduation time and a lot of things going on, so listenership probably would have been low anyway. I'm also in the process of writing a book on recruiting and scholarships. Yeah, I've got the Recruit Me manual that's been out and revised over and over again in the last 15 years, but you know, it's another one of those things where I said, I want to have one place, one tool that families can have. So I have never, ever written the book on recruiting and scholarships. And I want this to be the book on recruiting and scholarships. And after 15 years of experience and helping families, I do have a lot to draw on. I'll have stories from a lot of the families. I'll have their story told by them. Some great pithy quotes that really dig in to the essence of the keys to getting a scholarship. So that I'll be getting out this summer. And I'm going to ask for your help too, because I don't have a title for it yet. I've got a couple ideas, and what I'm going to do is post on Facebook on my Recruit Me Facebook page some ideas, and I'd like to get your feedback. There's nothing worse than spending so much time putting something together, writing a book, and coming out with a real dog title, and nobody's going to pick it up. Nobody's going to read it. So I'd like your help. I want to get feedback from parents and athletes, too, on some possibilities for a title. So I'll get to that, and I should have this book out. This is going to be a busy month. I'm going away, as I mentioned, out of the country, and then at the end of the month for 10 days, I have another trip that my wife and I are taking back to our homeland in California. We're looking forward to that. Good time to go there with the ocean and the water. And yeah, we're going to be doing some work there too, but I'm only going to be in office in here like, I think, 10 days during the month of June. So I am hoping I can still get some work done on the book. I'm about 90% of the way there, and I can get it out by midsummer. Looking forward to that, and I'll ask for your help along the way. Here it is, episode number 44, and we're going to be talking about the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. I've done some research here, and the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship, I'll just tell you plain and clear, right? Here it is, a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme or method. That's the secret. Did you write that down? A set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme or method, otherwise known as a system. And that is the number one secret. A quality system. You got to have a quality system. Now listen to this again and see how this makes sense. a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme, I don't know, I don't like that word, or method, an organized method. Another definition of a system is a set of connected things or parts forming a complex whole. A set of connected things or parts forming a complex whole. So stay with me, and I'm going to share with you why that is important, why I believe that's the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. So don't hit the stop button or the pause button. I'll give you some examples. I went online and found examples of systems so you can kind of visualize this. This is from the engineering world, okay? But this really, I love the way this applies to what we're doing here with recruiting and scholarships. So one system is an aircraft. It talks about input is the position of the control stick, and the output is the position of the aircraft. So you push in, push forward, the plane goes down, pull back, and it goes up. So there's input and there's output. An amplifier for a stereo. The input is voltage from whatever device is going into that stereo, and the output is voltage to the speaker. So you put voltage in, and voltage comes out, and you can hear something. A cell phone. The input is the RF signal or radio frequency signal into the antenna, and the output is voltage to the earpiece or speaker. So input, and then the output is a result. And finally, they use the example of a guitar effects box. The input is voltage from a guitar pickup, and the output is voltage sent to the amps or another effect, and you can hear something. You can hear something because of the voltage going into the guitar effects box. That's examples of systems. I really like that because what we want to talk about in this whole recruiting thing is getting results. You're not getting the results of hearing the guitar or hearing the phone call or aircraft going up or down. The results that you want is to be recruited. The ultimate result is to get an athletic scholarship. So that's why you need to have a system. And I want to explain in this episode, I hope to get through six things of why you need a quality system. So listen to this whole episode, listen to the next one, and it'll make sense because this isn't just theory. This is practical. And this is what I have seen as I step back and I've seen why some families are successful and some of them aren't. And this will become more clear as we go along. So what I've done here is I've developed an acrostic with the word system. Each of these principles have the letter. One of the letters of system will go in order here. And we're going to spell system together, and you'll begin to see why this really is the number one secret. And I say this is a secret because people don't realize this, and nobody talks about this. It's all about, well, I'll get into it as we go along, and you'll see the difference between what I'm telling you and what maybe you're hearing or reading elsewhere. So the first reason why you need a quality system is letter S, silence the voices. It silences the voices. What do I mean by that? You're hearing voices, aren't you, if you've been into this recruiting thing for long, and not even for long, but everybody is kind of trying to tell you what to do. Whether they come up to you and tell you what to do, or you're seeking it out, say online or maybe other sources, and there's so many voices, it gets confusing. It gets confusing. And you don't know what's true and what's not. I've referred to this in the past in some of my episodes, but what a system does for you, a quality system, it silences the voices because you have your plan. You have what you need to get the job done. You have it spelled out right in front of you. You have an organized method. You have pieces. You have a set, as it says, of principles or procedures, an organized method, a set of connected things forming a complex whole. So many parts forming a whole. And these voices that you're hearing from other people can be confusing, but you can silence those voices. You don't need to hear those voices. You can just stick to the system, to this organized plan that you have. It's not just random, but all the pieces coming together. You can have confidence you are doing the right thing with a quality system. So it silences the voices. Second thing, what a quality system will do for you, why you need one, is that you need discipline. Now, the most important word in there is not discipline. The most important word is you. You have to have discipline. And that's what a system does for you. I mean, it's like rails to run on. And that's another system. A whole railroad system around our country gets goods from one place to the other. And a few passengers, too, every once in a while. But that system gets from point A to point B. The things that are on that track in those cars. So that's what a system does for you as well. It gives you the discipline to stay on course, the discipline not to jump off the tracks. And we all need discipline, right? Now, the system can only show you how to do it. You need to develop that discipline, but just stick with it. If you have that system, it gives you the discipline, the tracks to run on, to continue in the right direction. So you silence the voices, and then you have the discipline with a system to stay on the tracks and head in the right direction. The third thing is also an S-Y-S for system. A quality system sets you apart from others. This is huge. I don't know if you've looked around at other families pursuing athletic scholarships, but they really don't know what they're doing. And it's not their fault, because this is not an easy road. It's kind of complex, and we need to simplify it. But if you follow a system, you're going to be different. In fact, bring as many families along when you get your system down. We'll be talking about that probably in the next episode, part two. But when you get your system down, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people. Tell your friends. Tell the other families. Help them get that athletic scholarship. Help them get money for college to get to the next level. Don't keep it a secret. But what you're doing when you have a system is you're setting yourself apart from others who are just kind of taking the shotgun approach, or trying this one week and trying that the other week, or just taking in more and more information and never doing anything about it, or not knowing what to do when coaches contact them, or how to get their kid noticed. But if you have a system, you have this set of connected things or parts that form a whole, then you're on the right track. You're silencing the voices that try to take you off track. You have the discipline to stay on the track, and you have something that is setting you apart from others. And that's important. We can pool our knowledge or pool our ignorance and not get anywhere. I was pretty ignorant until somebody taught me about a system that worked for our kids. And that's what it really was, is a system. I didn't know it at the time. I just kind of went and did it as somebody taught me and led me, and I pulled in information from other places. I don't want you to have to go through that, but we had a system. I look back on it. Yeah, that was a system. It all connected together. It wasn't just, hey, let's make a video, and it just sits out there. But that video is connected to every other piece in this system. So you get the output, the recruiting, the coaches contacting and calling, you get the scholarship. That's the output that you want, but the input is this system, pieces of this system. So those are three things of reasons why you need a quality system. We're coming down to the last 60 seconds here. 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. And that's what I wanted you to experience this week, is this number one secret and the need for a quality system. I know I didn't get deep into it. We're going to go through T, E, and M in the next episode. So tune in next week and get this, but think about this now and maybe even begin looking for different systems. Are the things that you're doing right now, are they part of a system? And I'll help you clarify that in the next episode and the following episode on how to develop your system for recruiting. I do believe that this is the number one secret to getting an athletic scholarship. You know what the opposite of system is, in my opinion, is chaos. Chaos. And that will take you down really fast. Chaos will take away your drive and your hope and your direction, and you're going to give up in this whole process. And my goal is to help you stay on course, don't give up, get on a good system that will carry you through all the way to the athletic scholarship. So I think that is it of what I had for you this week. And we'll get into next week's part two. I guess this is going to be a three-parter. Next week's part two of why you need a quality system. And we'll get those last three things for you. Remember, hop over to my website to be able to pick up the freebie that I got for you at recruitme.com. Still have how to get an athletic scholarship. If you don't have a system, then this will be the first step for you in beginning to formulate that. These parts, pulling them together into a whole. So get the freebie I have over there. It's a quick four-page read PDF download at recruitme.com. If you have any questions, please let me know, and you can email me at john@recruitme.com. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.